Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, February 6th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, John Silva Meehan. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the wonders of Wikipedia, one article at a time. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're uncovering the story of an intriguing historical figure, John Silva Meehan. You might be wondering who he was and what made his life interesting enough to immortalize on Wikipedia. Well, buckle up for a tale that straddles the lines between history, technology, and politics. Imagine a time without the internet, without ebooks. A time where a library was essentially the Google of the day. We're going to backtrack to the 19th century, where the legacy of John Silva Meehan begins. He served as the fourth librarian of the United States Congress from 1829 to 1861. Yes, you heard that right. 32 years in a post few of us might even know existed. That's quite an impressive tenure, isn't it? So who exactly was John Silva Meehan? Born in 1790 in New York City, he grew up in a world burgeoning with new ideas and political transformation as America found its footing as a young republic. After moving to Philadelphia, two great historical undercurrents shaped his life: the progression of printed word dissemination and the evolution of a nation's capital. One fascinating aspect of Meehan's life was his passion for books and publishing, which becomes even more relevant for us today. In the age of information overload, he worked as a printer, a choice that would indelibly shape his career and legacy. Meehan eventually landed in Washington, D.C., due to his esteemed reputation in the world of printing. This move positioned him well for his later appointment as the Librarian of Congress. Now, picture this for a moment. The year is 1829. You are a country that's only 50 years young. The ongoing challenge is how to build and maintain a repository that will harbor the knowledge and achievements of a burgeoning populace. This is the environment in which Meehan operated and thrived. Before we dive further into his contributions, here's a question I'd love for you to ponder. What role do you think libraries and librarians play in shaping society, especially before the digital era? While we let that thought simmer, let's venture back into Meehan's narrative. Meehan was appointed by President Andrew Jackson during an era filled with intense political realignment. It was an age where literacy was slowly becoming more accessible, but the means to house and distribute comprehensive information was lacking. The position of Librarian of Congress, which Meehan held, was no mere caretaker role. Rather, it demanded innovation and management abilities to cope with the growing collection of documents, maps, and books. However, Meehan's journey wasn't without controversy. His time officiating saw him go head-to-head with historians and other scholars, largely due to his interpretation of how the library should operate, and it's setting the precedent for what it eventually became, the world's largest library. His work helped provide frameworks for cataloging and caring for rare and significant documents, forming the backbone for an organized repository of the nation's history. This continuous push to collect, categorize, and care for knowledge is something we still strive for today as we inch ever so closely to the fusion of global knowledge under a single click. Have you thought about how this accumulation of knowledge impacts decision-making and governance even today? What are the implications of having a barrier versus free access to this information? These are deeply rooted ethical questions, further fueled by pioneers like Meehan. So as we leave this captivating story, I encourage you to explore these soft, almost invisible threads. Invisible, yet connecting past and present because they underscore many of our modern ethical dilemmas. The digital age is merely a different iteration of the same human quests: to know, to store, and to access. In conclusion, what legacy will we leave for future generations, and how will technology shape it? This is your call to action. Chat with a friend about these critical pivots in the timeline of knowledge preservation, reflecting deeply on our roles in this grand narrative. Thank you for joining us on this journey, discovering the life and contributions of John Silva Meehan. Stay curious and let it guide you to unexpected places. Until next time on Wikipedia, the world of Wikipedia at our fingertips.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, John Silva Meehan. Thanks for listening. See you next time.